Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws end zone, touchdown! Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain. Their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45, there goes Davis!
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran it back 109 yards! Holy cow! Oh my God! Auburn wins! Auburn has won the Iron Bowl!
Oh, in your life have you seen anything like that?
It is time. Good morning and welcome to Southern Fairway Sports Radio as we're broadcasting live today from our Srixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying. And McConnell Automotive, they're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. High school football underway. College football right around the corner. And, buddy, we're going to talk about it today. How are you doing? We're glad that you are with us. I am Randy Bergen, and sitting with me is Coach Barry Gibson. Coach, how you doing, pal?
I am too blessed to be stressed, Randy. Glad to be here, man. You're right. It's here. Football time is here. My favorite time of the year. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, and we got to talk a little bit about your Mississippi State.
Oh, please.
Your Southern Miss.
Please.
They play Mississippi State. They kick off at the Rock on next Saturday.
Yep.
So we're going to have to talk about that. Get your thoughts for sure. But a lot going on, and we're excited to be here today for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Southern Miss, like I said, what a great opening game that we have. You know, as a former player there at Southern Miss, I'm excited to see Mississippi State come into the Rock in Hattiesburg. That hasn't happened in some time, and of course, my wife was a graduate of Mississippi State, so it's going to be a divided family on that day. But what a great way to start the season. We got a new coach. We got a lot of new players that came to Southern Miss through the transfer portal, and Mississippi State is trying to regroup from a tough year last year. They feel like they're going to be a lot better. It should be a great – of course, anytime you have an interstate, game like that, Randy, me being from Mississippi and – when I played at Southern Miss, we played Mississippi State.
Yeah, sure.
We played Ole Miss. We played both of those schools.
That you don't really do much anymore.
We don't do much anymore. And, it's exciting. Boy, it is. It's good for the whole state. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know ESPN2 is going to carry the game with Southern Miss versus Mississippi State, so it should be a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to continue talking college football coming up in our next segment on our all-weather roofing guest line. We're going to have one of the broadcasters of Auburn on that Auburn broadcast team. Brad Lauer, a good buddy, is going to be on. We'll talk about what to expect with the Auburn-Baylor game as Auburn will travel over to Waco, Texas, and that's going to be an interesting game for sure. If you're an Auburn fan, what's this year hold for you? All right, we're gonna pick Brad apart a little bit on that, and I'll tell you, he's certainly well versed on that football team. And then at the bottom of the hour, for you Alabama fans, we'll talk Alabama football. We'll do that with Mitch McConnell, who certainly has his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football. There's some things that he can share with us.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that he's not going to share with us. You're just going to have to wait and see, okay? And then at 10:45, we keep the surprises coming along as Bobby Hall will be on, the director of golf at Quail Creek. There's a surprise that we're not supposed to tell you about that we're going to tell you about. So it's just kind of a mixed bag today.
All right.
We got surprises we're not going to tell you about. We got surprises we're going to share with you.
Yeah.
Secrets.
Of course, a lot of people know Bobby Hall is a former Southern Miss graduate.
That's right.
Himself.
Did you know Bobby Hall was an All-American cheerleader at Southern Miss?
I did know that.
Absolutely.
I did know that. See, and that's how old I am. Bobby was coming in when I was going out, you know, my senior
that's
year.
Right.
So didn't get to see him cheer when I was playing. But I know he came to a lot of games, you know, when I was playing there before he, you know, came in as a freshman. But, yeah, that's interesting. But love to have him as a brother, man, a Southern Miss brother, that's for sure.
Well, let's do this. People love stories. All right, and Barry, I know you're full of them,
yeah.
but you had the opportunity to play with the great, the Hall of Famer Ray Guy, mm-hmm. and you've shared a ton of stories with me about you and Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a what's your favorite Ray Guy story? I know the one at the Superdome.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty good.
I tell you what, you know, I was the punt returner at that time, and Ray was our punter, so he and I got to work out. You know, Ray would say, "Bears, we're going to stay at the practice, you know, and I'm going to kick a few," which turned out to be like a 45-minute, you know, session catching Ray's punts because he was, like you said, the best. But, yeah, so Ray was a great friend, and I felt, I tell you what, he did me a favor because he punted the ball rating so high. You know, you could eat a sandwich.
People don't realize.
Hang time.
The hang time he had.
Oh, and I felt like if I could catch Ray Guy's punts, I could catch anybody's in the country, you know, and we played the Alabamas and Floridas of the world and all the big teams. So I was not nervous about catching a punt in a game because I'd been catching Ray's punts all week in practice. But one of my favorite stories is that we had some, you know, we scrimmaged inside the rock, inside the stadium one Saturday and this, you know, before the season started. And Ray, if people who know our stadium, if you've passed by it on Highway 49, headed to Jackson, and you go through Hattiesburg, you see the rock, the big stadium right there, close to the interstate, but to the highway. Anyway, we got double deck, you know, section on the home side. And so Ray would go in, and before we started scrimmaging, he would warm up, okay? And the way he would warm up, he would send three or four of our equipment managers out of the stadium. They would run around behind the home side into the parking lot. Ray would stand on our sideline and punt the ball up over the press box out into the parking lot outside the stadium. Now, you know how high that is, right?
Yeah.
You've seen our
yeah.
stadium. And people would sit there with their mouth hanging up. And that's how he warmed up. I mean, he would just boom, boom. And those equipment managers would get the balls and run them back into the stadium, and he would punt some more. But it just defied
gravity.
And when people would sit wow. there, but that was just, and I was used to it. I mean, that was nothing for Ray, but that's how he warmed
well,
up, man.
Well, carry that one over then because of the height of his hang time
yep.
on those punts. When you went into the Superdome, that
nobody had ever touched that jumbo screen,
which is no ever. Longer there.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But Ray was the first punter to hit it, and he just didn't hit it. He just wore it out. You know, when he would punt pregame warm-up, people were just amazed. But he was something else, man. And I tell you, what a lot of people don't understand either, Randy, is that he was a great kicker. He was also our kicker. He kicked off,
yeah,
and he kicked off our field goals and extra points. He wore the old square two,
yeah, Tom
square
Dixie.
Toe, yeah, shoe. Kicking shoe. He was not a soccer style. He kicked straight on, you know. And I don't think a lot of people know that Ray Guy at one time held the NCAA record for the longest field goal.
Hmm.
All right. He kicked a 61-yard field goal. We were up playing Utah State up in Utah. And it was snowing like crazy. I mean, it was just short of a blizzard. And Coach Underwood sends Ray out to kick a field goal. Well, 61-yard, we're thinking, what? In the snow. So Ray lines up, and boom, he gets the kickoff. Well, it goes up in the snow, and you can't see the ball. I mean, we just lose it.
Right.
And then it comes out of the snow, out of the clouds, sort of thing, and boom, good. He made a 61-yard field goal, which was the NCAA record at that time. And but the conditions he kicked it in. I mean, it's just amazing. Nobody who does that, you know. But Ray was he was exceptional, as you know, a great athlete, great golfer. You know,
he was.
You've been a golf guy.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell this story.
We got to play with him. So.
Yeah. Well, I got this short golf story. Ray had just signed with Oakland. You know, first kicker ever, punter to sign with an NFL team as a first round pick. He was Oakland's first round pick. So he comes back to Hattiesburg, and they're having a big celebrity golf tournament out there at Hattiesburg Country Club. and the coaches are saying, Ray, we want you to come out. There's going to be a lot of celebrities there, the news, you know, TV stations, ESPN, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you come out? And Ray said, well, you know, he's an old country boy. And yeah. Ray, well, I never played golf before. And the coach said, don't worry about it. We just want you to, you know, take some pictures like you're, you know, acting like you're playing. And they said, well, we'll show you some things. So Ray said, okay. So he goes out there. They take him on the range. He hits about two buckets of balls. They show him how to hold a club. He goes out and plays in the tournament and shoots a 77, his first time to ever play.
Good gracious.
The golf, ever. He shoots a 77. He was just a phenomenal athlete.
All right, Luke, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk some Auburn football. We do that with Brad Law right here on Southern Fairways. That's some good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Little Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, welcome back to an interesting Southern Fairways morning. We are glad that you are here. If you're still there, we are here. So what was that? What was that I'll say? Remember, we are here because you are there.
Because you are there.
Glad to have you back. I think we have Bobby Hall on our all-weather roofing guest line. Bobby, are you there? All right, I guess we're trying to get in touch with Bobby. So, but we were going to talk a lot of college football today, and the time has just passed us.
We took a little break.
We took a break, yeah. Yes, we did.
A little bit longer than we anticipated.
All right, let's see if Bobby, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line.
Okay, sir. How are you doing, my man?
Hey, doing good. It's a beautiful day outside. Some of that humidity's left the air, and everybody's itching to get some of that cool weather I hear is going to come down and surprise us this coming week. So it's going to be a great week. And, yeah, football right around the corner. And, man, just can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, of course, the season opens up with Missouri. I think they crank up on Thursday they crank up? I mm-hmm. believe so, against Central Missouri. That will be Thursday on mm-hmm. The SEC Network. Friday you've got Auburn and Baylor. That will be at 7 p.m. on Fox. And then, man, we get into it. I think the big game of next Saturday morning will begin right after this show at 11 o'clock. It'll be the Texas Longhorns taking on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. You'll see that on Fox at 11 a.m. So,
you say that's the biggest game at 11 a.m.
No, the biggest one is
Southern Miss and Mississippi State. That's right.
There,
tell him, Bobby. I'm going to get him. We have an 11 o'clock kickoff at the Rock.
Okay.
As well.
Let me see if I can say this, okay? Hang on, Bobby. Hang on. Let me just see if I can say the 50-yard line tickets at the Texas Ohio State game. They're going probably for about $3,000-$5,000. The 50-yard line tickets for Southern Miss game, $25.
Don't go there. You don't go there. See,
no, they're more
Bobby,
than that.
Oh my goodness!
You got to buy a season
yeah,
ticket.
They're a little
27.
Then your seat's 150, so it's about $450 to get in the state game.
Oh my goodness! All right. Hey, Bobby, you got a lot going on. Let's talk about what you got going on, brother.
Man, we have so much going on. We had a wonderful fundraiser for the Fairhope High School team last week. Sorry that they lost to Spanish Fork, but it was the first game of the season, so I'm sure they'll bounce back and everybody will play a little better after they get these jitters out of the way. The new greens on the front side at Quail Creek will open a week from next Friday. We'll open the new greens on the front side, except for number two. It's still struggling a little bit, but we're excited to get those greens open and have all 18 and get off those temporary greens. So that's coming up. And then October is going to be busy with a lot of events, Lions Club, several other charity events. We've got a fire department tournament this year. We've got one for the Republican National Women's Association. They're going to be doing a fundraiser for the Sheriff's Boys Ranch here in Baldwin County. So a lot going on in October. Right now, I'm currently involved with the folks down here at beautiful Lakewood. They're going to have the Pro Rivals event, which a lot of people have heard about. They have 80 ex-athletes coming down here to play, and I'm involved a little bit with that. Unfortunately, this event's not open to the public. It's a private event, but it's good to have all these folks coming down to Fairhope and get out and enjoy some of the restaurants and things on the Eastern Shore. You'll hear more about Pro Rivals in the future. They're looking to have 7-8 events next year at some courses around the country, and hopefully one day get them all on TV. But kind of excited to be working with these guys down here. And yours truly, Mr. Randy Berg, will be down here announcing at the first tee and getting these players off. So Barry, he'll be using that radio voice, commanding voice of Randy Bergen to help get us started here at the first Pro Rivals.
There's no doubt about that.
He's the best. He is the best. Casey Kasem may even show up. Who knows?
That would be funny.
That would
it?
Be funny.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem on our first tee. It's John Smoltz.
Oh, my goodness.
Be fun.
Oh, my goodness. That would be I look forward to it.
We need to have another voice down here. Maybe Fernando could be announcing at the 10th tee.
Hello, darling. Absolutely marvelous, darling.
Oh, my goodness. Where is this show going to? Maybe that's why they cut us off.
Probably was.
It could be. Yeah. It could be. But, oh, my goodness. Hey, Bobby, I do want
to. I was just going to say back Sweet. To football. Yeah, the Texas-Ohio State game is going to be great. And just really looking forward to Alabama kicking off Florida State, Auburn at Baylor. They're going to have their hands full out there in Waco. And just really excited about SEC coming back and all the football across the country and high school too.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Fairhope, and I wanted to throw out a kudos to them because, as you know, we're doing the play-by-play for Spanish Fourth this year on the NFHS video network. Also on a couple of radio stations and streaming online, and there's a lot of different ways you can get to it. But we had Coach Chase Smith in here, the head football coach for the Toros, in our earlier show. And let me just tell you, if you're a Fairhope fan, the Pirates have got some athletes. They had a tough night Thursday night against Spanish Fort. Spanish Fort played extremely well, so I'll take nothing from that. But I do want to say that you've got some athletes on that Fairhope team, and y'all will have a good season. So don't hang your head low.
No, okay? They'll regroup.
That's right.
Yeah. They'll bounce back.
It's all and that's what we always say, Barry. It's the first game of the season. Yep. You did it for over 40 years. First game of the season, there'll be a lot of changes between the first game and the second game. Yep. And, you know, there's a difference whenever you're going full speed in practice versus full speed against an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. There's a lot of variables that you don't get in practice that you do see in the ball game.
Yeah, you do. For instance, if they got a great running back, you know, like the kid from Jackson,
yeah,
you can't emulate him, you know, in
right.
practice. You don't have anybody in your team that can do the things he does. You just hope you can get it close.
Right.
You know, when they get to under the lights and the real talent rolls out there, it's different. It really is.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, let me just say real quick, we're excited about high school football as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a football fan, maybe you don't have a child going to a school or a high school, but or a grandchild. Let me just tell you, if you want to spend a fun Thursday night or Friday night, go to one of these high school football mm-hmm. games. What they are doing, and I will tell you what they're doing at Spanish Fort now, you see it in college whenever they score, how they change the lights and everything.
Yep.
They're doing that now at a lot of the different high schools. Spanish Fort's one of them.
Yep.
And it is listen, let me tell you, it's an atmosphere.
It's fun for the fans.
Yeah.
It really is. All the flashing lights and the light show, and you think you're at a concert or something, you know, but it's really added a lot to the excitement of Friday night lights.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm glad to see it.
Yeah. I will tell you, Thursday night, they were doing it throughout the game and everything, mm-hmm. and about 3 minutes and 47 seconds left in the game. We're up 27-7, Toros are, and they ran the lights again,
mm-hmm.
and then they went off. And we're like, uh-oh.
Somebody pushed the wrong switch.
But they got them back on. It was for just a minute, we're like, okay, what do we do? Everybody broke out their cell phones and lights and all
there
that. But it was a lot of fun. But, dude, yeah, if you have an opportunity, go out and check out a high school game. Let me mention also real quick, we've only got a few minutes left here. Today is the one-year anniversary for Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Piggly Wiggly, food court of Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
If you have an opportunity, if you're in that Fairhope area and you want some really, really, really good Thai food, she's got a little special going on for you. You get some food and you get some boom rolls to go with it. Wow. So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
She's, tell my girl, congratulations. I love me some boom now. I'm going to go ask her for a Danny Chi.
That's a story we got to tell you at some point. That is one of the funniest stories. Boom, obviously being from Thailand, and sometimes they get the words backwards. And
no kidding.
Well, Randy,
she's a sweetheart, man.
That's a different story.
Good for her.
During our Friday night couples we had last night, we had 40 of those delicious boom rolls at Quill Creek, the couples outing. So we put boom on the menu last night, so that'll help get some people in there. But really enjoy boom, and it's really good food. So stop by there, you can get it to go. And I understand you're going to be coming to Piggly Wiggly in Mobile as well.
Yeah, she's spreading her wings, and Casey, we appreciate him, and there's some growth going on. So yeah, thank you for that, and if you have an opportunity, like I said, go by and check out Boom's Thai Kitchen there at the food court in Piggly Wiggly, Fairhope, Alabama. So good stuff. All right, we only got a few minutes left here, Bobby. As you look across, and Barry, as we look across, talking about this SEC lineup, we know that we mentioned the Texas Ohio State game, big game, no doubt about it. But there's another big game that's going to be happening on Saturday, and that's going to be the LSU Clemson game. That'll be a game you'll be able to see at 6:30 on ABC. LSU comes in ranked number 9th, Clemson number 4. This will be a battle for those LSU fans. They're very, very familiar, very aware of the fact that LSU has not won an opening game in the last 6 years.
Yep.
When they did win that opening game, they went on to win a national championship.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're an LSU fan, you're looking for a win. If you're a non-LSU fan, go Tigers.
Yep, and I got one question about that game.
Clemson Tigers.
I got one question about the game. Will the real Death Valley stand up? Please stand up. Who is it?
Well, look at it. They got Death Valley for both of them.
Yep.
They're both Tigers.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
What are y'all doing here?
Wow.
This is like two brothers fighting.
Yeah. They both claim the Death Valley for their stadium. So I guess whoever wins that game can claim it.
That's right.
After that one.
That's right. Is there a game that sticks out to you, Bobby?
Oh, just excited to have Mississippi State coming to Southern Miss, but all of them are going to be exciting. Even with Missouri kicking off and they're playing, across the state rival, I'm just excited about having football. They all stand out to me. I like seeing good plays. I like seeing good sportsmanship, and I like to see good coaching. And going to be another exciting year. Now the playoff schedule is kind of rerouted again at the end of the year. It's going to even be more exciting. Who's going to get to the table and who's going to walk away with that big trophy at the end of the year.
Bobby, let me ask you this real quick. Only a minute or two left here. Of course, the championship, tour championship going on in golf at East Lake there in Atlanta. Right now, Tommy Fleetwood, along with Russell Henley, the former Georgia Bulldog, those guys are two strokes better than the field right now at 13 under. I like the fact that they all started out scratch, all even. I hated that stroke system, but now they're back even. Tommy Fleetwood, we know a couple of weeks ago, had an opportunity to win his first PGA event but could not pull it off. Is this the time for him? I mean, if this is your first one, this is pretty doggone good, but can he hang in there?
Yeah, can he? That's true. He's had some trouble struggling down at the end, but, you're always going to pull for that guy. He's really good. Henley's playing really good now. And, of course, Scottie Scheffler didn't have his best round yesterday, but he's got today and tomorrow, so you can't count him out. It's pretty exciting. I've got my money. I
tell you what.
Side bet on Cantley. So he may slip in there, too.
See, and I'm just not a fan of Cantley.
Well,
I'm not a fan of
him. I tell you what. I watched.
But when you're talking about somebody that's playing good at the end, he's certainly doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Bobby, I want to ask you a question. I've watched PGA a whole lot this year, but I have never seen so many putts go in, particularly long putts. 91 feet when Lowry knocked him on like 91 feet. It's incredible what these guys are doing this week, man, with the flat blade.
The superintendent gets a raise after this event, I assure you. They're rolling that good. Yeah. Those guys are making more putts. Those greens are probably just superior to anything else we ever get to play. So that's a big reason for it.
Well, let me just say 91 feet for most people might be a chore. For people like Shane Lowry, not a problem. For people like Randy Bergen, not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Bobby will tell you. Bobby, I rolled in a big one on 16. Cotton Creek.
There you go.
91 feet.
That's about 92 feet.
That's a long way, buddy. I just hope my drive goes 91 feet when I hit it off the tee.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for hanging out with us, brother.
Thank you all. Y'all have safe travels. Get out and play some golf and have a great weekend. Roll Tide.
There you go, Bobby Hall.
Southern Miss to the top, baby.
All right, Barry, thanks for hanging out. We've enjoyed it. So, and thank you for staying with us here at Southern Fairways Sports Radio. For the whole staff, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Up your voice. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH FM, Daphne Fairhope Mobile.